Hello, this is Jim in Texas, and this is Podcast 2 Charlie, finishing up the GPS approach. For coming back and listening to this podcast, and thanks to the PodSafe Music Network and Adriana Thorpe for providing our intro music. This podcast picks up right where the last one left off. Intrepid Safety Pilot Bo and I have done a low approach following a successful GPS approach to the airport at Giddings, Texas, and we're departing the area of the airport. We're going to do another approach. We'll elect not to fly all the way to the holding point. Instead, we'll turn left and sort of turn onto a downwind and attempt to reprogram the GPS to fly a second GPS approach. We do get the initial approach fix into the GPS and we successfully navigate to that point, but then the GPS doesn't sequence or sequences to some unknown place because we've managed to confuse it and it's no longer really in the approach mode. After a short period of discussion, you'll hear me say that I'm going to take my hood off and fly the approach visually. At that point, the learning objectives for this podcast are over. Everything after that point is just listening to me and Bo, flying to Giddings, stop, and then fly back to Bergstrom. If you want to listen to that, that's great. We do fly an ILS approach back into Bergstrom, but there's really nothing else about the GPS after that point. Well, what I did wrong was the following. When I did my missed approach, remember we talked about the OBS button, and I finally got that pressed and got the GPS sequencing again. What I should do at that point that I forgot to do was hit the direct button. The direct button on a go-around will show you a list of the approach waypoints. It'll show the holding point and then whatever other points there are to fly the approach again. What I should have done is hit the direct button, use the cursor down to the IAF I wanted to fly to, hit direct again and enter, and it would have let me go directly to the IAF I wanted to go to, skipping the holding point, and would have sequenced correctly. I've determined this by remembering how I've done it in the past and consulting an excellent book, the Benny's King KLN 89 KLN 94 Pilot Friendly Manual by John Dittmer, D-I-T-T-M-E-R, and that's published by ZD Publishing Inc. And that's an excellent, very simple, easy-to-use, well-illustrated guide to using the KLN-89B. Every KLN-89 pilot should have one. There's also a similar edition of this for the various Garmin GPSs. But for the King, it's absolutely essential. After we decide to terminate our attempts to fly a GPS approach, I'll do a visual approach into Giddings. I won't be happy with the landing. I'll feel like I'm flaring high. I'll do a go-around, fly, land again. There'll be a pause in the recording for just a moment, and then it'll start back up, and you'll hear me and Bo talking about 1,200 RPM. What's happened there is we stopped, parked by the gas pump, refueled the airplane, and now we've just started it back up. This airplane has a Lycoming fuel-injected engine. These engines are notoriously cranky or difficult about starting when they're, quote, hot, i.e. when you turned them off and waited only a few minutes and then started them up again. They are traditionally a little difficult to start in the hot start mode. The technique I've been using that's been working real well that I discussed with Bo is when I know I'm going to do a hot start, and this is very typical, pulling up for a refueling stop, you're going to stop long enough to get gas and start back up. That's a hot start situation. When I'm ready to shut the engine down, I run it up to 1200 RPM, and I pull the mixture control all the way out. That'll stop the engine, and I turn the key off, and I do whatever I'm going to do, do my refueling, and then when I'm ready to start back up, I get in the airplane, I run the pre-start checklist, I don't touch the mixture control, I don't touch the throttle, I don't touch the prop, I just turn the key. And amazingly, after two or three blades pass in front of you, it will fire every time. That's by far the way to hot start this airplane, as near as I can tell. And that's pretty much in accordance with the checklist, with the exception of the checklist doesn't explicitly tell you to run it up to 1200 when you shut it down. The worst thing you can do is carry over your carburetor habits from your Archer and start pumping things. If you do that, you'll never get it started. So we're going to take off from Giddings. You'll hear that. We'll fly back to Austin. I've edited some parts out to keep it from getting too boring. And we'll fly an instrument approach into Austin and land. And that's really all there is to it. Again, the learning objectives are over when you hear me decide to fly a visual approach into Giddings and that the second GPS approach is not going to work. At that point, the learning objective for the podcast is over. And at that point, you're just riding with Bo and me as we fly our approach into Giddings and then another one into Austin. I hope you found this at least a little bit useful and amusing, and I hope to see you in future podcasts. So without further ado, here's the last part of our GPS training flight, and we'll wrap it up with this.
Get the holding pattern there. I'm not going to do the hold. I'm just going to go back and do another approach. There's only so much punishment. Holes are really trivial. I mean, they're just, you know, I'm really more interested in traction with the GPS than I am seeing if I can fly in a circle.
Right.
It draws the circle on the thing, and I just fly the little airplane like it was a video game. Okay. So what do we want to do now? If I can do it on a flight plan, let's... There we go. Back to that. There we go. What's it say? 188, 189. Okay. Looks good to me. I'm going to climb back to about 3,500 for this. I wish our heading bug was a little more prominent. I flew with somebody, I don't remember which member it was, not too long ago, and he never used the heading bug, and I just am like, helpless without it. If it was to fall off, I'd pretty much have to declare an emergency. I'm so dependent on it. It's a darn handy thing to have. Well, it's nice and bright under this full moon. It's just a beautiful night. After landing check, after go around, I'm going to... We left. We never remember to close our cowl flaps coming over here. But I'll sleep where they are for now. Turn the lights off since we have to pay for those bulbs. Until we turn back in. Look at them.
Yeah, they look like they'd be a real pain to get in there and replace.
There's a boom beam we can get, you know.
Oh, those are what? $3,000?
About $500 from Notch to you.
Is that all? I thought they were far more than that.
Nope, $500. Notch to you has this, the HID light. $189.
I thought they were $1,200 or $1,500.
Want to make sure that line was going to where we wanted to go. Okay, there's just past my altitude I set wanted. Get back down to that. Okay, the needle's alive. I've got a pretty good cut here to back on track. I'll see if I can avoid overshooting it due to task saturation.
Yeah, here it comes.
Yeah, I think a real good standard rate turn will get me back. But I need to keep it pretty close to standard rate here. There we go.
That looks pretty good right there.
We got, what, to go 8 miles, so...
We're good. Is that must be Venus. I keep looking up and seeing it.
Yeah,
no,
I keep looking for the
flashing lights. 100 feet high and correcting. Correct back 10 degrees on the back to the left. Weird. This is, you know, just easy. Sometimes it's just easier to not use the autopilot. Although, like I say, in real weather, I would not try a GPS approach by myself without the autopilot. I want to never say never, but I'd be careful about it.
Not unless you were very, very current. Right?
Yeah,
if you're
more
really
current than I am now, that's for sure. Should be pretty close to what we want in terms of track.
So we'll just come up here and you'll make a hard left.
Yeah, we're flying like a rectangle, like a box pattern around the airport. So airport should be off to my left. I don't want to look over there because I don't want to give myself vertigo, but... there should be an airport off the left. And
actually well behind us off to the left.
Yeah, yeah, we passed it. Because we're about to be about roughly 10 or 12 miles out from it and about to do our little turn.
To fly our T-shaped pattern.
Now, if we had that little steering box...
None of this would be done. We would just have to just, you know, play solitaire or something while I flew the approach.
But we're still needed at this point in time anyway. I got out here, I put 1.5 gallons of gas in it, that valuable signature gas, to get the left one up over the dots so that I knew how much gas is. I'd like to know how much gas I've got.
Is something going to take me to the right place?
Where is that line taking
me
to
now?
Where is it going?
Oh, no.
We're screwed.
Well, we'll see.
It's armed or something. Not sure that means anything. God, we're there, too. Yeah, we need to turn left to 078. And I'll see if... I can undo this turn. I'm going to put it on autopilot. See if I can get it to restart the approach. Is that enter? Is that asking for the next one? Say something about the menu. Crap. I got to do this turn. We got to fly this airplane.
There you go.
What I want to do is go over to the airport mode, the airport page. Airport 8. Yes, it doesn't have an approach selected. That's the problem. And we're going to use Ramos.
Yeah.
Enter. Okay. Yeah. What did it say?
Altitude.
Still not taking us to Ramos. Taking us back to the other one. Wants me to go there, or at least that's the last thing I heard of. Let's get back to the flight plan here. Let's do this. Flight plan, cursor. Oh, direct. Direct. Enter. Bingo.
There we go.
Direct course 077.
There it goes.
I don't know what this line over here to the right is. 3,500 still.
Well, it says that's where it's where it's going.
It's taking us there. The question is it only, is it says armed, is it going to start us in an approach mode here anytime soon? That's what I want to know. This Ayani is the next point. It doesn't look like that line is going there. So, if it doesn't do it at this point, what we're going to do is simulate breaking off the approach, going into the holding pattern or something, and what I'm really going to do is just take the hood off and land it. Okay, let's get that up somehow. Should be a good way to forget the gear screwing this thing. Crap. Taking the hood off, and I'm just going to fly the airplane and land. GPS is completely out of control. If you can get it to go direct to the airport, that would be fine. There you go. Yeah, good direct. Okay. 354.
Okay, gears down, got a green light, got the wheel outside, put in, below, in the white arc, 10 degrees of flaps. And I don't see the airport.
It's about 11.
Oh, my tally-ho. Yeah, I saw the beacon. Yeah, I see it now. Yeah, we're correcting back to the glide slope, if there was a glide slope.
See, we never got over, we never got quite to Ramos.
Giddings traffic, Cardinal 3-5 Golf is 8-mile final, full stop, 3-5 Giddings.
Yeah, maybe if we'd gone to Ramos, it would have kept going, but I thought we were on top of it. Maybe we weren't. Well, okay, so what I need to read up on is you do the missed approach, and we figure you reminded me about the OBS, but I knew there was one of these buttons you had to hit.
Yeah.
And it did sequence to the missed approach holding point. Missed, you know, the end of the missed approach, whatever it was. And so we were good at that point, and then we couldn't get it to go back, or we couldn't convince it that we wanted to try again. So I need to get the book out and read up on that. Okay, before landing check. I mean, with the landing.
Still didn't do it.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you know, it's like, what the heck are you doing, you know? I mean, the way to do it now would be to go put in direct Giddings and then go over to the airport 8 and add the approach and pick the IF off of that list and fly to that, which is what I thought I did, but obviously I missed a step in there somewhere. And we're 2,400 feet for a 485-foot airport.
Yeah, there's a trick to doing multiple approaches one after another.
I've done it before. I swear, when I had no witnesses, I came out here and did like three of them in a row, and everything worked perfect, and I didn't miss a beat. I swear it, Bo. It really happened.
I'm sure it works.
But I had studied up on the book, you know, for a couple of hours before I drove to the airport, so that probably helped. Got about 87 knots or so. It up to 90 knots just so we aren't up here all night. I don't remember if they have a, you know, one of those visual flashing things, you know, approach.
Oh, a VASI?
Oh, you know, the VASI or FAPIs or.
Nope, I did not see one on the last time around.
Try it a little faster. We're clicking the mic for the audience. To turn the lights up at the airport, which we can do by remote control, and gives you a very godlike sensation when it works, which it didn't tonight, but we could still see the runway just fine. Okay, we've got about 87 knots. It's feeling really good. Just a very slight descent going because it's nighttime and I don't want to get too low too soon. Got 4 miles to go. Before landing check, get the mixture in. I'm going to go ahead and come on in with the prop now. I got the gear down, the green line on the gear. Got 10 degrees of flaps in. Coming with another 10 degrees of flaps. Gears down. Before landing check is complete. A little bit left, of course, and still correcting. Yep, no pappies, no flashy things, no fazzies. 80 knots.
And there are trees off this end of the runway, and
yeah.
It would be nice to have one of those.
There's nice lighting. You know, they would be good if they had something for a glide slope. Coming in with the rest of the flaps. Rolling in some nose-up trim.
And this is when it would be nice to have a later model Cardinal with landing lights in the in the cowling,
yeah.
So you can actually see what was ahead of you.
Amen to that. Okay, we're just 70 knots here. You're running a little bit long, but not too bad. Here's Dan. Still crabbing. I'll transition to being low here. We're ready to descend 500 feet a minute. Oh, whoa, too much. I just wanted a tad. I'm going around.
I think the main gear came within about 8 inches of the runway there on the last oscillation.
I'll tell you why I did that. Gear's coming.
I'm never shy about going around. And I felt I was a little high. You know, I wanted to add just a tad of power, and I added too much, and then I porpoised up. And I said, you know, there's just no percentage in this.
Yeah, this airplane can be a little touchy about that pitch.
Giddings traffic, Cardinal 85 Golf, Peter, and left traffic, 3-5 full stop, Giddings.
The thought I could save this flasher by mile, which immediately says to me, go around. You know, it doesn't take much tailwheel flying into one ground loop. Fortunately, damage-free, when I was a little kid, taught me to go around when it's time to go around. That airplane's still hovering up there. That or the planet Venus, very bright tonight. Altitude, we're plenty high. Back on the power. Panel lights go a little dim with the tremendous effort of lowering the gear in this airplane. Okay, we've got a green light on the gear. I see a wheel.
I got a wheel.
Watch my ball. Watch the ball. Watch the ball. Watch the ball.
Okay, traffic, Cardinal 35, golf, left base, full stop 35, getting.
Turn and final. Looking at the ball, looking at the airspeed. Well, we arrived.
Yep. Not awful.
That wasn't awful. I'd be glad that it wasn't, you know, all the big pieces still attached. Flaps coming up. Being out on the ground here a little bit. Yeah, I did just what they said. Somebody on the Cardinal said, just run it up to 1,200 RPM, put it at 1,200 RPM, pull the mixture out, don't touch the throttle, don't let anybody touch the throttle, do whatever you're going to do, then start it back up, and just don't touch anything to start it back up, and it'll work just fine. And he was right, wasn't he?
Yep, absolutely.
So you started it at 1,200, right?
1,200,
however it was. And you've pulled the, when you started with the mixture out?
Yeah.
Again, and then
I
just
put it back in.
Don't touch the throttle. I am sure that when, I forget which member was that, you know, gave up and couldn't start it, because I can remember when we first got it, I had a couple of days where, I remember once on the Angel Flight with passengers looking, I had a real hard time starting it. It was very embarrassing. I almost ran the battery down. And the reason that happens to people is because they screw with it.
Yeah.
When it's hot starting, last thing you want to do is start pumping stuff. You know, do the checklist. This technique, I think, is going to work just fine.
Yeah,
off 1,200 RPM, I think we'll put it in just where it needs to be.
I guess what it does is the heat in the engine pushes the fuel that's in the spider out, perhaps.
Yeah, I mean, that's just the right position to start it. You know, in other words, 1,200 RPM is a nice sweet spot to get it start. Not too much, not too little.
Getting traffic. The 35 Golf is back taxiing to runway 35 on the ground at Giddings.
Yeah, I think you know the guy who suggested this basically, you know, this puts it in a sweet spot.
Yeah.
Where it'll start back up. Of course, it's not that hot tonight.
True. So are we still recording? Or?
Yeah, we should still be recording.
Okay.
I never turned it off because it's tricky to turn on it. We're either recording or we're not recording, but whatever mode we're in, same mode we were in before. Go ahead and put AUS in there if you want. I'm going to enjoy the moonlight night till we get close to the ILS. I'll put the hood back on the ILS.
Okay.
I'm going to turn the autopilot off for the takeoff. Probably should have run it up there. Ramp. It's not like this isn't exactly JFK here.
This is
Goodrich, Texas tonight. Well, sure, somebody had a good single engine. Well, I guess Mark Wilson up in Georgetown has a good simulator. Not a legal simulator, but it's a good one. I've actually gone to him a few times over the years for a little brush-ups. I may do that again, because it's been pretty embarrassing tonight, frankly. Pretty quick run-up here, but go ahead and do one.
Okay.
All righty.
Transponder is on out.
Okay. Down the checklist here, kind of do an order. Cabin door locked. Flight controls. Flight instruments, let me check. We got about 355 right now, and we are. Prem set for takeoff. Throttle, 1,800. Strobes coming on because we're on a runway.
Getting traffic, Cessna 35 Golf, departing the pattern to the west at Giddings.
Take us to Scally intersection. That'll.
Is that the one on the ILS?
Yeah. Well, that's the wrong end.
Well, I've got the
approach. We want to go to. It's a bizarre one. I never remember the ones on the to the south.
Donap? Is that what that says?
Donap. Or yo, there's another. What's the other one?
The one in closer is Ceduka. C-E-D-K-U. Zulu Echo Delta, I think. Can you read
that? Bowie or something is the outside, outermost one.
Which one do we want to go to? This one?
We'll take Donap.
Donap, okay.
I'll take Donap.
Yeah, I don't mind if it's a little attenuated.
250 is the... 248 is the one with heading we'd like now.
Okay. Yeah, I'll let that drift fooling around the other side. I'm going to go with the 4,000. I know it's an IFR, but we're about to be talking to him. Okay, setting up for a brief cruise flight here. We're east, about 25 miles east, probably.
Yeah, we're Bastrop right here in front of us, I believe in.
Yeah, I don't know if he knows where that is on his scope.
Now, Bastrop's a VFR reporting point, so they would know where Bastrop is.
All right,
I'll
call him when he gets a little closer here. That'll be a good place. Let me get my little hat here. Watch the airplane when we're...
All right.
Going autopilot, but I don't want to try anything.
Caution approach, Cessna 8035 Golf.
8035 Golf, off approach.
Cardinal 8035 Golf is over Bastrop, landing Burke, North India, like vectors for a practice ILS.
8035 Golf, Austin approach, by just south,
4,000 for 35 Golf.
Ritter contact, expect vectors ILS, runway 35 right approach, and you said you had information, India?
India for 35 Golf.
35 Golf, thank you, squawk 0226 ID.
0226 ID.
Bo is going to ID it for me, thank you, Bo. Put the hood on now.
For the 35 Golf, contact approach 125.32.
2532, 35 Golf. Austin approach, Cardinal 8035 Golf, 4,000 feet.
Cardinal 8035 Golf, Austin approach, maintain VFR 2,500, fly heading 240.
240, 2,500, 35 Golf.
We're going to wind it up there a little bit with terms of speed, but why not? We've got
sure.
A fast airplane. We didn't buy this airplane to fly slow.
160 knots on the ground speed. Little tailwind.
All right. That's what I'm talking about. 500 foot a minute descent should be plenty. We're 240. Is that good? Read with the compass? Yeah. Okay. Looking good here. I'm going to put nav onto the top CDI. Starting to come back to me how to fly, slowly.
That's why we practice.
171 knots on the ground speed.
Yeah. What are we looking indicated here? 150, 155 indicated. Not too bad for a little set. And I don't have it all the way in. I mean, I'm only 23 inches. I could go to 25, but I'm not going to do it. So we probably go over the red line. We can see the red line from where we're sitting, which is not something that happens in the Archer very often.
Really?
But again, that's nice for kind of winter flying. You can cruise in the yellow arc on occasion. Thick air. Coming a little on the mixture, just to be on the safe side, although 11 gallons per hour is probably way more than we need. Coming up with 2,500. We're sort of
28 for 2,500.
Yeah, the ball. I thought we were a little sideways. The ball's kind of out of the cage. Let me 3K's the ball. Oh, much more happy now. We're happy, happy, happy. Well, almost up to 160 knots indicated. Bump. Start coming back on the pitch as we come down to 2,500. There we are. 2,500. And 50. Plus 50.
This would be, I tell you, I really would like to fly an airplane that had a weapon system on it so we could go over there and take out that nasty Bernal's pecan flashing sign.
Oh, you don't like that? I was about to say, it's kind of warlike for you. I mean, you're like a peace, love, you know, love the world, I hate Bush, Hail Marx kind of guy, I thought so. You talk about weapons, I was getting a little worried there, but now I understand. Bo is upset about this gigantic electronic sign that this place has near his house. It's like 100 feet in the air. It looks like the tripods on
the
War of the World.
Yeah, in the middle of nowhere, this gaudy red flashing sign 100 feet in the air.
I'm going to put this on the map so we get some idea where we are. We're definitely going to need to slow down a little bit.
Where the hell are we? I'm the navigator.
Oh, there we go.
I have the right to know.
Watch your altitude, Jim. 80 feet low and correcting. Like I said, I don't want to fool with putting a piece of tape or paper over the blue light. Have you ever seen the altitude light at 9 on
this? Yes.
Turn 3-5 golf, lighting 255.
255 for 3-5 golf. I mean, this is a stunner. The blue light that comes on to tell you in this airplane that the altitude hold is on is like a 500-watt bulb at night going off in your face. Just need to take a little piece of masking tape and put over it for a neutral density filter. Yeah, that's what I do. You can take a little piece of paper up there. Usually you can get it to stick if you fool with it, and that'll work. I'm a little disappointed this ADI is jiggling like it did before we overhauled it. I'm kind of hoping that phenomenon would go away. Yeah, it's a little nervous. It's probably just because I've scared the hell out of it.
735 golf, heading 275.
275 for 35 golf. Not sure that was the right identifier. 10-5, right?
Yes.
Okay. I was looking for AUS. So, yeah, that was right. I actually know the Morse code, so thank you for my ham radio training.
Very impressive.
And I wasn't hearing anything that had an A in it. Well, that's because this doesn't have an A in it. HCE. What I just did for the audience was turned on a radio, the audio to our navigation radio, which is our instrument landing system, is going to guide us into Bertram. It's identified with Morse code. That's what those dots and dashes were. And I was thinking AUS, but it's not. It's HCIHE for this particular instrument approach. Okay, she probably ought to give me a cut back pretty soon, lady. Anytime will be fine. I'm going to come back on the power because we got to get the wheels down.
Cardinal 3-5 golf, heading 285.
285 for 3-5 golf. It's not as big a cut as I thought we were going to get, but it's better than nothing. Okay. We're going to hold the altitude, but get slowed down a little bit, get somewhat close to gear speed. Okay, 353 is the final approach course. 680 is the decision altitude.
My decision altitude would be 780, would be 800 on this probably. Unless I felt like everything was really wired.
Cardinal 35 Golf, 4 from Z2, turn right, heading 320, maintain 2,500 till established on the localizer grid. I left 35 right approach.
35 right approach for 35 Golf, clear for the approach.
Okay, we're below the gear speed, which is a good place to be. No, I don't consider myself established on the approach yet, so I can't, shouldn't go below 2,500 until that happens.
Here comes the needle.
So it does. DME locked on, yeah.
Cardinal 35 Golf, contact tower 121.0, good night.
Thank you, ma'am. 121.0 for 35 Golf.
Thank you. Okay, how far out are we? 7 miles. Okay, oh, gear's coming. Blow gear speed, yes, gear's coming. Needle's alive.
Off the tower, Cardinal 035 Golf, 7 mile, final 35 right.
Cardinal 35 Golf, Austin Tower, good evening, runway 35 right, cleared to land.
35 Golf, clear to land on the right.
Gear down, green light. I got a wheel.
So did I.
I'm going to hand fly. It's easier to hand fly than pull with the heading bug.
Tells 1830 Austin, extra amp.
Pattern marker. They're coming with 10 degrees of flaps. Gears down.
You could turn on a landing light, too.
Yeah,
you
I could. I was about to say.
Good evening, Austin Tower. Cherokee 319-600 with you for 35 right.
Cherokee 319-600, Austin Tower. Just on a 5 mile final on your number 2, clear to land.
Clear to land number 2, 35 right, 319-600, and we are looking for that Cessna still.
Right now, I don't think you could catch him even if he pedaled fast.
We'll sure try not to.
Oh, okay, cool.
You know, he could have flown this plane tonight if he'd really wanted to.
I'm not even going to get in the middle of that.
Well, we do need some professional arbitration here.
Okay, you both win. How's that?
1,700 for
719 text runway 35 left via Golf 1 Hotel and Charlie.
1,600 for 700. Before landing check, coming in the mixture, coming in on the prop. Gears down, green light, landing lights are on. A little bit high, 1,500, looking for 700. Slightly high on the glide slope, correcting. Don't stop descending, Jim. Left of the zero on the compass, okay. 1,250 for 700. One dot high. Don't chase it, Jim. Don't chase it. Drifting right of course, correcting. Running one dot high. I'm actually not too uncomfortable with that. Get back to the left here. Back to the left. On glide slope, 1,000 feet for 700. Okay, almost a little bit of deflation there. I'm off the hood. Just
yeah, dump the hood before it goes to full deflection.
Yeah. Nice bozzies to help us here. Makes it much easier to land it. Find a little back trim really helps. And I practice going around at altitude, and you can fight it. I mean, got to remember it's there, though. It's going to be a little bit hot.
Tower South 1830, we're ready on the left.
South 1830, Austin, fly runway heading, clear for takeoff, runway 35 left.
Clear for takeoff, 35 left on the runway heading, Southwest.
The nose was up. That's the main
That's
thing.
True.
That's all that matters. Maybe not all, but... Yeah, all my landings were firm tonight, no doubt about it.
But you didn't bounce.
No. I started to bounce and I went around. That's the one good decision I made tonight. Flaps coming up. Would you put the transponder in standby, please?
35 Golf, turn left to Kilo, and taxi to ramp. You want in trade, aren't you?
Signature.
I remember 35 Golf in that case. Turn left on Kilo. Then via Alpha and Lima, I want you to pass behind a citation that's outbound from Trajan.
Here's okay. Kilo right here. 35 Golf.
Got it. Citation right there. See him.
And tower, show me 7751.
Okay, clear the runway, though.
Visual 35 left.
Next, show me 7071 Austin Tower. There'll be traffic departing prior to your arrival. Clear to land runway 35 left.
Clear to land runway 35 left. Show me 7071.
You said Bravo, didn't he, for me? Bravo's the far one?
Bravo is the far one, yes.
Yeah.
The first one is Alpha.
Off the ground, 35 Golf, following the citation.
Show 35 Golf, yes, sir. Pass behind the citation, turn right, limit to the ramp.
35 Golf.
And here comes Chris down final.
Which airplane is he in? Was that
the Archer? He's in the Archer 9 or 6-9.
I don't know why that didn't register. I was just trying to fly the ILS. I told you 800 feet. I briefed that. 800 feet, I would take the hood off.
Yes.
So everything went according to plan.
Travis 1830, kind of departure. We'll see you later.
Turn the strobes off. Oh, that's the lane. Wondered.
Yeah, you've got two split switches right next to each other. It's hard to...
Well, it's really, really
easy to
confuse. I don't know if they're probably going to wind us in because they got nothing better to do, and it's really discouraging to come in with all your lights flashing, you know, for the poor guy to stare into all of that.
So we got six here, Charlie Austin Tower, runway 35 right, position and hold.
Good posture, better than mine for sure. Lights off for the wander's sake.
Cherokee 9 or 6 9, you want to trade your signature?
There we go. Okay, thank you, Bo.
3969, Roger.
Well, that's it for this flight. Bo survived. He didn't go through the prop. We got the airplane put away, and we all went home happy. Well, not completely happy. I wish I'd have done better, but at least it was a learning experience. I'll have another podcast sometime, and at some point we'll fly this mission again, and the next time we'll get it 100% right with no mistakes. Until then, this is Jim in Texas, thanking you for listening to our podcast.